Welcome, NAAA HR members and guests, to part three of our networking podcast series. My name is Andrea Miller, and I sit on the NAAA HR board as the Vice President of Membership and Recruitment. We are in part three of our series, and we have spoken a little bit about who you would like to be when you are presenting yourself at a networking series. We've talked about who you'd like to meet. Today, we're going to speak a little bit about what you're going to do when you actually meet them. If you haven't already listened to series one and two, I encourage you to do so. So you've invested all of your time now. You look wonderful, and you're at the who's who of networking events, and all of the people that you need to be in front of are there. What do you need to do? There are several things. I want you to be positive. You need to be prepared. You need to be brief, and then you need to be gone. And we're going to speak about each of those things individually. So when you are standing in front of the person that you've spent all of this time trying to network with, be positive. Don't day dump. No one wants to listen about how the traffic was bad. No one wants to listen about how you've been late all day. Consider that it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or that it's 6 o'clock in the evening and that they too have also had a day. So be positive. We want to be positive in everything that we do. I want you to also be prepared. You took all of that time to determine who was going to be at the networking event. You spent some time researching them so that you would know something about them and could strike up intelligent conversation. I want you to be prepared to tell them who you are also. Before you set out to network, have an elevator speech prepared. Your elevator speech is a 2 or 3 minute spiel about who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring. For instance, my elevator speech might be, "Hi, good evening. My name is Andrea Miller. I have 30 years experience in corporate risk management. Basically, I work closely with C-level executives to help positively impact their bottom line." And then stop. For heaven's sake, stop. This is networking. We're not looking for a commitment. They don't want to hear you go on and on and on. They've stopped listening basically at, "Hi, my name is Andrea and I have 30. That's about where you lost them. If they want to spend some more time with you, they will let you know. And if they ask you, "Well, tell me a little bit more about what it is that you do," or "Can you tell me a little bit more about your product?" or "Can you tell me a little bit more about this?" very politely, you should explain to them, "Yes, I'd love to speak with you about this a little bit further. I wonder what process I'd have to go through to secure a little bit more time with you. Is there someone at your office that I can contact to schedule a follow-up conversation?" The person that you're speaking to at 7 o'clock in the evening will appreciate that you don't want to be on an interview right now. You can give too much information. You can't give too little information. So be prepared and be brief. Don't spit up everything that you can tell them about yourself at a networking event. And then the last thing you want to do is be gone. Don't be the last person hanging around at the networking event. You've spent all of this time and your own personal time researching who it was that you wanted to meet. If it's 10 minutes before the networking event is over and that person is not there, they're likely not showing up. And if they do show up, they're likely not looking to have a lengthy conversation with you. So be positive, be prepared, be brief, and be gone. The tip for this third portion of this series is don't drink alcohol at a networking event. Alcohol is usually readily available. My recommendation is this. Networking events are usually held in the evening, which means you've probably skipped dinner, which means that one glass of wine will probably have a different effect on you than you expect. No one has ever said, "Gosh, that Andrea would have been a really nice girl, but I'm not sure that I like her because she doesn't drink." But they will notice that you had one too many drinks. So what I recommend is, unless the drink has been offered to you by somebody that you are looking to have a conversation with, pass on the alcohol until you get home. Sip ginger ale. I hope you found this information useful. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again in series number four. Until then, Be well.